Welcome to episode, what number are we on? 47. Episode 47 of Movies and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Marcus.
And this is the review show that reviews genre movies from the beginning sometimes. Today we are going into
The Batman versus Dracula.
Yeah, it's the 2005 animated movie, The Batman versus Dracula. It was based on the TV show The Batman. Released October 18th, 2005. It's a Halloween release, I guess. So, I mean, October, right?
I was paying attention. Yeah, October, Halloween, yeah. Like, I didn't have the Wikipedia page up, so I'm pulling that up. We're both unprepared.
This was directed by Michael Gwynn? Michael G.
I have multiple directors in mind. Don't know why.
I only got the one. Anyway, it was written by Dwayne Capizzi, produced by Jeff Masuda, Linda M. Steiner. It is starring Reno Romano, Peter Stormare.
If you don't know him, he's a Russian in Armageddon. He's the guy in Fargo, I guess, spoiler alert, and stuck into the wood chipper. We saw him a few weeks ago in Constantine as the devil.
Yeah, he's an awesome actor.
Yes, he's everywhere.
He's also in the video game Until Dawn.
Until Dawn. Is that the zombie one?
No, it's a horror. It's like an interactive horror game.
Okay.
It's actually pretty good. It's more of a movie than it is a video game. You would actually really like it.
Probably. The first guy you said, by the way, Reno Romano.
Reno Romano, yeah.
He was Darth Raven in Star Wars, The Knights of the Old Republic, and some other Spider-Man stuff.
Tara Strong, I mean, that's a big name, so.
Is it?
Yeah.
We talked about her before, honestly.
Yeah. She's really big in video games and stuff like that. Tom Kenny, who is SpongeBob.
Yeah. That probably took me out of the movie, too, honestly. Is that little. Although he's not in it much, he's in it enough.
I don't know. Kevin Michael Richardson.
He played Goro in Mortal Kombat 1995. Voice, probably. Lilo and Stitch Captain. Gantu, that's where I know his name from, the voice from. His voice is very familiar once you hear his voice. And some other stuff.
Alistair Duncan.
That's Alfred.
Yeah, there's also Jeff Bennett, Richard Green, Neil Rawson, James C. It's not a bad voice cast, actually. It's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
The movie is 84 minutes long, or an hour 24. It has no box office because it was a direct-to-DVD release.
Aw.
But it was released on DVD as a tie-in with Batman Begins.
What? How? How's this a tie-in to Batman Begins?
Back then, they always released an animated movie with the live-action movie, like, right in the same time span.
I'm cool with that, but, like it's got nothing to do with it.
Like, the next animated movie we're going to cover, Superman vs. Brainiac, was released, like, 2 days before Superman Returns.
Oh, man. A lot of animated movies to watch, huh?
Yep. We got a lot of them. Boo. Some of them are going to be pretty fun, though.
Some.
Like, the whole animated universe that's coming up is going to be really good. And there's a couple 60s Batman ones that I'm interested in watching.
So what do you mean, like, we're past the 60s? I don't get it. Like, are they, like, doing a retro thing or something?
They did in the movie theaters. Based on the Batman of 1966.
Huh. Interesting.
And you really like that one, even though it kind of destroyed me, but it should be interesting.
You know what's funny? I think both of our movies that destroyed us were Batman movies.
Yeah. there's not much to talk about behind the scenes with this one. They were going to make a few extra. They wanted to make more of these kinds of movies, but it doesn't say why they didn't do it. It just says the plans fell through.
I guess not a big enough audience? Although, you think there's a lot of people wanting this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it's already a direct-to-DVD, so...
Yeah, I guess.
It's planned, however, the film ended up being scrapped. Before its cancellation, they had hopes of making two more, but it doesn't say why they were scrapped.
When this come out? 2005? I guess, it's all before streaming wars happened. I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only thing interesting behind the scenes that happened. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we go into this?
No, not really.
All right. Where did you watch this, by the way?
I watched this on HBO Max.
HBO Max. I actually watched, I have the DVD for it.
I guess you had trailers for it.
So I got trailers.
Awesome. Play. Let's hear those trailers.
Well, the first one, first of all, they're all DVD releases.
Oh, yay.
So there's no, you know, coming soon to movies.
Are most of them sequels?
Well, obviously, the first one is for The Batman, the animated TV show, Volume 2.
Okay.
Then we got one that's Tom and Jerry, The Fast and the Fury.
That's The Fast and the Fury?
That's what I said. Isn't that what I said?
You said Fury.
Well, I meant Fury. But yeah, it looks like Tom and Jerry are racing around the world for some reason. I don't know.
I might have seen that, honestly. I think I enjoyed it.
And then we got Scooby-Doo, Where Is My Mummy? Which is...
I've seen that one.
Did you really? Wow,
you came up to this came up to 2005, right? And I was,
yeah.
I don't know, middle school probably.
Okay, so this is right down your alley then.
Yeah, it's probably like, yeah, right, middle school.
Something called Atomic Betty?
Atomic Betty, what's it about?
It's about this little girl who's like, has this secret identity is she's like a space cop or something. So definitely a kid's show.
It looks like she's got redhead, I guess. Red hair.
Yeah. Well, I never heard of it before, but
no.
There you go. And then we got something called Hi Puffy Amy Yumi Volume 2.
That sounds awful.
I thought it was an anime when I looked at it. That's but what it sounds like. And I was then I watched the trailer and it looks like some kind of cartoon band with live action mixed into it somehow.
That sounds even worse.
And then we got Batman the Animated Series Volume 4 and Superman the Animated Series Volume 2. Not whole seasons though. You only get like 4 episodes on each DVD.
Stop it. Are you kidding me?
That's what they yeah.
Stop. How's that a selling point? Who would want that?
It wasn't like 4. It was like, you know, 8 or whatever. But you know how they release them in volumes? You get this episode, like a random mixture of episodes on them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Before they started releasing things in seasons because so they wanted to get more money out of you. Then I got a trailer for Thundercats Season 1 Volume 1, the original.
Oh wow, the original?
Yeah, the original Thundercats. I got a trailer for Teen Titans Season 2 Volume 1.
Such a good show.
And Justice League Unlimited, but it didn't tell me which one it is. It just had like one of those volume names like Retribution or something like that. But okay. It didn't tell me what it was. This one was interesting. Hot Wheels Accelerators, Breaking Point.
No.
It looked like a 3D animated cartoon show movie. And apparently there was more than one of them.
Stop it, are there really?
Yeah, because they said, buy this one and then buy these other ones too. Then we got a teaser for something called Lunatics, which looked like the Looney Tunes of Superheroes on Kids WB.
What?
But it was literally like 10 seconds. It was literally a teaser. So I didn't know what that was.
How do you spell it?
Lonatics.
Lunatics Unleashed?
Yes.
Oh my god, yeah, holy shit. 2005 to 2007, a TV series. It's got 26 episodes.
And then I got Volume 8 of What's New Scooby-Doo.
What's the Scooby-Doo?
Da-da-da-da-da. And it's like 2000s because I think Simple Plan, the band, was in it.
Yep. Yeah, no, you're right.
So, it's not a classic Scooby-Doo, it's new Scooby-Doo.
It's new at the time, Scooby-Doo.
2005, so.
Yeah.
And that's all my trailers, but there was a lot of trailers there.
That's a lot. You named a lot of shit right there.
Yeah. But it's all crap.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not all crap, but it's like, my season 2 of Superman here, you know? So, it's all definitely, like, the direct-to-DVD stuff.
Which is makes sense, because, you know, that's what this movie is.
All right. Ready to go into this proper?
Sure.
We open up with Bugs Bunny.
And a great Castlevania intro.
It's a spooky intro, that's for sure.
Setting the tone for a good bloody bloodbath in Batman and Dracula.
Yeah, it's like Batman... The word Batman versus the Dracula over, like, Gotham, and it's actually pretty decent, considering. Yeah. And we open up in Arkham Asylum, where the inmates are playing bingo.
Bingo.
And so, this guy, we never get his name.
I find it funny, just because, like, when you're playing bingo, you're trying to win something, like, not like a lawn chair or some shit. People usually try to win money. But, like, in a prison, what are you going to win?
More rec time.
probably like reduced off your time, prison time, like
no, but like maybe more privileges or something, more day in the rec room or more gym time or something. Who knows?
Yeah, fair. And Arkham, is it like basically a crazy house?
Yeah, Arkham. It's called Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, but I thought it was like we just house bad guys that Batman don't want to kill.
No, it's supposed to be an insane asylum. Yes,
yeah, it makes sense. I did not know that.
Really?
Yeah, I just thought all the baddies went there, like Penguin, Joker,
which doesn't Scarecrow. Actually make sense that the Penguin's there, because Penguin, I don't think, goes to the insane asylum because he's a regular mob boss kind of guy.
Exactly. That's why I thought it was weird that he was there. Like,
I mean, it's weird in this because I don't think normally he is. I think he usually goes to Blackgate, which is a prison.
So there's a Blackgate prison, but Arkham is insane. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
But I mean, it's a kid's cartoon, so if you're going to put them all together, you might as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, they're playing bingo, and this no-name guy who's pretending to be insane just to spend 10 years in Arkham instead of 30 years in Blackgate robbed something for millions of dollars, and he wants the Penguin to help him escape because so he can go get it because he's escaped a lot, the Penguin. But he's also told the Joker that the guy didn't think he seemed to get it. And the next thing we know, Joker's escaping Arkham Asylum. And so everyone starts to freak out, and then Penguin takes advantage of the thing, and he also escapes.
By doing cool kung fu.
Yeah, he's very Yoda-ish.
Yes, that's exactly what it is, Yoda.
So we go outside, and the Joker's running around in the rain, and he comes across the Penguin underneath a bridge, and Joker's like, you want to be partners? And Penguin says yes. He shakes his hand and shocks him with his buzzer and throws him into the river.
Which I you would think by this point everyone would know not to touch Joker's hands. I feel everyone knows that guy by now.
Yeah, I mean,
like, come on, it's the Joker.
Who knows if that was established in this universe yet, though?
But like, the Penguin knows, was already saying the Joker's crazy. Well, who'd you tell? You told him? So, like, I would know not to trust him. Like, yeah, I'll give you a fist pump. How about that? I'm not going to touch
your palm of your hand. I didn't get that it was, he's crazy. Why did you tell him? I got it that this Joker was manipulating him to think he didn't know what was going on, and now he's going to escape. See?
Exactly. So, like, the Penguin knows the Joker is always kind of one-upping people, like, one step ahead. So just not to touch the guy's hand. Like, that just seems like a common gag. I would never touch the Joker's hands. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but like I said, maybe he never used it in this world yet.
That's maybe he hasn't.
And maybe they've teamed up a lot in this universe, so who knows what the animated standard this one is. So, do you like the designs in this?
I was going to bring that up. Yes.
Yeah?
They're over the top and they're cartoonish. It's cartoon, so it makes sense. But yes, like, I can't even say jarring. I am used to the animated ones, obviously, but these ones are kind of good.
They're exaggerate it.
Yes, which I like. I do like that. I don't know how to put it into words, because they are exaggerated, but like the world itself isn't exaggerated, just a few characters.
And I think that's the point. I think the criminals are exaggerated, which and is cool. Everyone else is normal looking to accentuate their looks.
Yeah, I do like it. Do you not like it?
It's not that I don't like it. It's just very weird, this Joker.
What do you mean?
He's got, like, this broad upper body and, like, no lower body.
Yeah. He looks like a caricature of what someone would think the Joker would look like.
Yeah, exactly. And Bruce Wayne is not very... I don't think Bruce Wayne's design's very good in this either.
Yeah, he looks... Well, he's young, I guess. That's one thing.
Well, no, because his nose seems to take up his whole face.
Yeah, yes. I mean, the Penguin looks good.
Yeah, Penguin looks fine.
Good. The ghouls look good later on. A lot of it does look good. It's just like the two main guys, Batman and Joker, are like...
Yeah, it's definitely animated well. It's just weird, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, because we're not just seeing it this way.
If you're going into this, don't expect classic designs, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think they're trying to separate themselves from the animated series, Batman, all that shit. So I get
obviously, yeah. Yeah. I mean, things are not bad. I just thought it was a little off-putting, is all.
Off-putting.
Like, it threw me off, like, because this is not what these characters are supposed to look like.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Like, Penguin's got this giant top hat, which reminds me of the Mad Hatter.
Yes.
So, All right, so after Joker tricks Penguin, he starts running, and he encounters Batman, and then a chase scene ensues.
Fun, long. It feels long, this chase scene.
It feels long, but this movie has a lot of back and forth cutting.
Yeah.
Like, so the Joker's chasing Batman. Meanwhile, Penguin's in the cemetery looking for the treasure, because that's where the guy said he hid the treasure, was in a cemetery.
Under a tombstone that's shaped like a cross.
No, it's not. That's not what happened. It's in a mausoleum behind a tombstone with a cross on top of it.
Yeah, well, like every tombstone has a cross on it.
Yeah, I know. And they make that a point. They
put that a joke. I'm glad they did.
So Penguin searches the graveyard and he finds a mausoleum, but he finds the wrong mausoleum because he comes across a sarcophagus chained up in the sky. And this is clearly, don't open that sarcophagus territory. Yes. There. This is definitely ancient evil you don't want to awake.
It's all gothic themed in there too. Like, nah, no thank you.
Yep. But Penguin wants that money, man. He cuts that down. He pries it open and accidentally cuts himself. And they actually showed the blood, which I was actually surprised.
Yeah, I would hope they would have, because, you know, Dracula is like, they got to show some kind of blood in this.
Yeah, but most of the blood they showed, like, in the Salem side, they showed a guy killing a bug, and the bug's insides was all green.
It's a bug.
And then, like, later in the blood bank, all the blood is, like, black.
Yeah. Well, I think they have to emphasize at least once that it's blood.
Yeah. So he actually cuts himself. The blood gets onto Dracula, of course, like every resurrection of Dracula. And just be prepared right now. This movie is full of vampire tropes.
Yeah, it's not original at all.
In fact, it's so over the top, I think they used every vampire trope.
Yeah. This is why I'll tell you now, that's why I wasn't too keen on this movie. Like if you saw one vampire movie, you've definitely seen this one.
Yeah, but I think at first it was like, really, we're doing that too? We're doing that one again? This trope? But after a while, it just became comical. It's like, they're just using every single vampire trope.
But come on.
They just went all in with it.
And I get it. It's a kid's show / movie, so it's probably the first one they're going to see. They performed and executed every trope really well. Like, it's not badly done or cheesy or anything like that. It's just, I've seen stuff, so this is like, okay. It's not going to break your brain at all. It's just, yeah.
Well, it's not supposed to break your brain.
I know, but at least give me some gore. So give me something out of this. But, like, again, as a kid's movie, I knew that going in, like, okay, it's a kid's movie, so I can't only expect so much, but damn.
And I think they did give you one of those moments.
They did. Hell, Dracula getting out the tomb. That was very eerie in general.
Yeah, so they do give you a couple of those moments throughout. It's just, I think you were over-expecting.
I was. It's Batman versus Dracula.
I think you heard the name Batman versus Dracula, and you put it on a pedestal almost.
You're damn right I did. And even, I think it's also because of the animation, like you said earlier, like, it's new animation, so I'm adjusting to that, too. It's like,
yeah. Anyway, Penguin accidentally resurrects Dracula and accidentally finds the catacombs underneath the graveyard. And that might seem ridiculous, but Gotham's just full of catacombs because
it's Gotham. It has to be.
It's Gotham, yeah. So
things got to happen in Gotham.
That's kind of, it's always, there's a bat cave underneath Wayne Manor. I mean, there's catacombs everywhere.
Exactly.
Anyway, the chase between Batman and Joker continues, and then Joker falls off a bridge, and Batman goes to help him, but realizes he's about to be shocked by his buzzer, and so he doesn't help him, and then Joker lets go, and then as he's falling, he realizes, oh crap, I got this buzzer on, and then he electrocutes himself to death.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty, you know, dark scene if it would have stuck, you know.
Exactly. That was like, oh, he should kill the Joker by accident.
Yeah.
Which, you know, he's not going to stay dead, but yeah.
But I mean, it's like they show him being electrocuted, so.
Yes. And drowning. The whole thing. Like, he is going to die.
Yeah. But, you know, it is the Joker, so.
Exactly. And again, as a kid seeing this for the first time, this is your first thing with the Batman and Joker and Dracula. This is dark and awesome to you, probably, as a kid.
So, Dracula wakes up and chases the Penguin, and the Penguin kind of gets away, and so Dracula feeds on this, it's not a cop, security guard for the graveyard? I don't know what this guy was doing there.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, security guard, yeah. Grave hand, I guess.
that same security guard comes back later, and the guy calls him a rent-a-cop. So he's not an actual cop.
No.
So I don't know. Does Gotham Cemetery need security guards?
I guess probably some cemeteries do, because, you know, vandals and shit like that. Gotham does have a crime problem. So I guess.
I guess. But anyway, he feeds on this guy, Undertaker. And he catches up.
No, it's not Undertaker. Is that right? Undertaker?
No, Caretaker? The Undertaker. He's not a caretaker, because he's wearing, like, a security uniform.
There's got to be a name for it, right?
Well, I think it's a security guard. Yeah, look, he's got the uniform and all. Got,
well, like, I know he does, but like, you think they have some kind of terminology or name for that?
I think security guard's a general all-purpose name for anything, any person like that.
Yeah, fair. Fair enough.
So, Dracula catches up with Penguin, and Penguin tries to get away, but the guy that he just ate turns into a vampire.
And one of my favorite lines happens. Penguin says, "Dead guys don't do that." Dracula says, "Undead." And Penguin says, "I gotta unwet my pants." And I laughed out loud. That was a good point.
It was. There's a lot of stupid jokes like that in this.
Yeah.
But Dracula doesn't kill Penguin. Instead, he turns him into his Renfield. So
it's Renfield. Yes.
So Penguin's now under his control. Meanwhile, back at the Batcave, Batman's brooding in his cave.
Like he always does.
Because he killed Joker. And Alfred, we get introduced to Alfred here. He's like, you know, it's not your fault, blah, blah, blah. And then we cut back to Dracula, who tells us his backstory, because, like, everyone doesn't know Dracula's backstory.
Exactly.
The only thing of note here is he pretty much recaps what happened in the Dracula book.
Yeah.
He gets killed and stuff like that, but they took his remains and moved it out of Transylvania, because he thinks he's in Transylvania. They moved it out of Transylvania far away, I guess, because they didn't want his corpse there. Solely in their land, so that I guess he got moved to Gotham.
Which you would think they would keep it there and like just let everyone know not to f*** with those remains, instead of putting him somewhere else but make him someone else's problem.
Yeah, but you have to remember, this was probably in like 1700s and how superstition was then.
Oh yeah, yeah, true. That's a douchebag move though. Like, we just dealt with evil, let's give it to someone else now. Like, still, that's still like, no matter how you want to cut it, it's still a douche thing to do.
Do you remember 1700s? Everyone was a douche.
Not everyone. There were some saints.
Sure. The past was inherently bad.
The present is inherently bad.
Didn't say it wasn't.
The future will be inherently bad. Humans are inherently bad.
Anyway, we cut to Bruce Wayne on a date with Vicky Vale. And, well, it's more of like an interview, kind of under the guise as a date.
No, it's Vicky Vale, because she was in the original, not the original, but the Tim Keaton, Jesus Christ. What's his name? Keaton. What's the guy's first name? Keaton Batman.
Come on, you can do it.
What's his name? Tom, Tim, Jim, what the f*** is his name?
I think you can do it.
Oh my god, something Keaton.
Yes, you're right, it is definitely something
I
Keaton.
I cannot think of his first name. Keaton.
I have Keaton. Faith in you. Maybe
what's
I shouldn't.
What's the first letter? R-T?
M.
And Michael Keaton. There we go.
There you go.
She was in the Michael Keaton. Thank you, Michael Keaton movies, right? Movie.
Vicky Vale was in the first Michael Keaton movie. Yes.
So is she a comic book character, or she's just a character for the movies?
No, she's a comic book character. She's a reporter. Okay. She's the Lois Lane of Gotham City.
Okay, so I think we did talk about that, and like they didn't use it for the sequels for reasons, I guess.
Oh, Batman always has a different girlfriend.
Interesting. Okay, but not her, I guess. She's like, was she ever his big love interest? Who has been his biggest love interest being then?
Selina Kyle.
That's right.
At least in my opinion. I mean, I think in some versions he dated Wonder Woman.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that's canon though. But in some stories they put them together. But it's mostly Selina Kyle. I think she's the big one. Vicky Vale, I think, is like the second big one. But okay. Honestly, I have not read that run with her in it. Like, I read all the new ones from, like, 2013 on. I read all those Batman comics, and I'm reviewing all the early Batman stuff right now, and Vicky Vale's not there yet. Right now, really? We got, his first love interest was Julie Madsen, and the second love interest was Linda Page, I think it was. But right now, he's currently with Linda Page. He was actually engaged to Julie Madison, his first girlfriend. So.
No way.
Yeah. But that got broken off because she wanted to be a movie star, and, you know.
Of course. Of course.
Stuff like that. So I've actually never read the comics with Vicky Vale, though.
Interesting. I wonder if they're any good or not.
Like, my history, I read a lot of the Batman comics, but, like, for some reason, the ones with her in it, I just completely overlooked. So, because she's, like, she hasn't been a main in the newer comics at all.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't seen her in a long time, so.
Interesting.
But I think they use her in the movies and in, like, the animated versions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because she is kind of Lois Lane.
Exactly.
So, I guess they wanted that Superman dynamic.
That makes sense, I guess.
So, where was I? Until you made me distract.
They're on a dinner date / interview / he's got to cut loose and go back hunting vampires.
Oh, right. So, he's got to go.
Yeah.
For some reason. I'm not sure why he has to go.
He doesn't say anything, but the sun's setting. He's like, I got to get out of here.
It's getting dark time. I gotta go put my Batman suit on, I guess. But we go back to Waymanor and we learn about a bunch of missing people. And they wonder who could be behind it. And then we cut over to a woman being robbed by a purse snatcher. And then he's stopped by the security guard from the graveyard. But oh no, he's a vampire. Now he's gonna eat the woman there. And Batman shows up, and this is where Batman first encounters the vampires.
Well, do they be vampires or are they ghouls?
Depends on the lore, really. It doesn't really matter.
Okay. Thralls and all because that shit.
You say ghouls. Ghouls can mean a thousand things.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the original zombies were ghouls, so. Well, were ghouls.
But, like, the actual ghoul lore from what is derived from that word, from what I understand, they're more of, like, scavengers. They eat corpses and stuff. So they're more like carrion kill monsters than anything else. They will eat live people, but they prefer, that's why they exist in graveyards and stuff like that.
Okay. Makes sense. Again, it makes sense.
Like, so I just assume these are vampires, although this is a very fast act in vampirism, because they just bite them and they turn.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. I mean, I guess they had to get a story going, so it makes sense.
But these also have, like, all the abilities of vampires.
Yeah, the teeth. Like, they're sickly looking.
And they have all the weaknesses, and ghouls tend to be, like, different than actual vampires.
That's fair.
So I just assumed they were vampires. And Batman kind of gets his ass kicked. He's got to run away.
He gets his ass kicked about the whole movie, honestly, which I do enjoy that.
He definitely does.
But yeah, it wasn't expecting to fight supernatural beings, I guess.
Yeah. And the fact that there are supernatural beings is interesting, too.
Exactly.
Because, you know, usually when it's just a Batman property and not part of the universe as a whole, it's more just accentuated criminals and not supernatural stuff inside of it.
You're thinking about it. You're right, yeah.
So, we cut back to, well, we also learned that Dracula finds Batman interesting because, you know, bats, the whole bat thing.
Yeah.
But, like, couple of nights, Dracula drinks enough blood and he turns into his human form. So now he can mingle with society. Meanwhile, Bruce Wayne is throwing a party for his new solar energy emitter thing. I'm not sure what this machine's supposed to do.
It's the plot device that's going to help him survive at the end of the movie.
Well, I mean, of course it's a Dracula movie, so he has created something that can use sunlight.
Yes.
But there is an actual purpose. Maybe it's like renewable energy or something like that.
I couldn't tell you because I wasn't paying much attention during the movie.
So they're having the party, and then Dracula shows up at the party, and he introduces himself as Alucard.
Dr. Alucard. And I rolled my eyes hard when he said his name. Like, why? Why?
I actually didn't mind it at first. Because that's used all the time in vampire lore. Like, Alucard.
How dumb is that, though? Like, if I'm a famous character or creature in the world, I'm going to use my name, but just use it in different weird. Like, that's stupid. I hate it, TJ. And there was that dumb reveal. Dracula,
the reveal I thought was stupid.
God damn it, man.
But the actual use of it is not that bad. Because
it's dreadful.
It's just become a trope.
Yeah, that's a thing, though. But it's a stupid thing, though. It's really stupid.
Because, honestly, you only think it's stupid because you know Alucard's backward for Dracula. But if it was a word that you're not familiar with backwards, and you use it backwards, you would not recognize it.
I think it's been so ingrained now. It's just like, if some big baddie ever, like, I'm the wolf man, but put his name in some weird way, like, oh my god, really? That's what you're gonna... It's just... And not even just like as a character, a fan viewpoint, just as like a realistic word. Like, why would you use your own name in a weird
place? I think it would have been way better if we didn't know the Alucard name was Dracula backwards.
I don't think so. I think even then I would have been like, what? That's so dumb.
But so I also think it would have been a lot more effective if we didn't know this was a Dracula thing. You hear what I'm saying?
No, yeah. If they're like, oh, okay, his name's that, and like, then no, it's still, like, no matter what,
because it's Alucard and Dracula, it's bad. But say if it was some other kind of monster, and it's not commonly used last name, and we didn't know it was about that, and we're introduced to this character and say, my name is this, and then right later it's revealed. I think it works.
I don't know. I hated the dumb Alucard thing. Anyways, let's continue. I'm sorry.
Well. Alucard finds interest in Vicky Vale, and then he hypnotizes Bruce Wayne to go out on the balcony, but Alfred kind of saves him.
I'm surprised that worked on him.
I was too, but then I thought about it, and I'm like, well, he doesn't have his defenses up here. He doesn't realize what's happening.
Yeah.
So, if you're going to protect yourself from a mental intrusion, I think you need to be prepared to do it.
Even though obvious Dracula's obvious, but yeah, no, you're very, very right. You're very right.
Well, yeah, though, you say that Dracula is very obvious, Dracula. And it's true, he is very obvious, but
that's because
right now in this lore, they still think Dracula is just a myth.
Yeah, yeah. And I think like everyone's dressed normal at this party. So you see someone like that walking in acting weird, like I'd be like, look at this Dracula guy over here. You think someone would be saying it under their breath. But you're right, well, you're right.
Yeah, but sure, but they don't actually think it is Dracula. You need to protect my mind so he doesn't hypnotize me. You don't think that.
I know. I agree. I'm just hating on the movie right now.
Yeah, I know. For unjustly, I think.
Unjustly?
Yeah.
I think it's fair.
There are some bad things in this, don't get me wrong. But I think the things you're complaining about are just not as hold up the way you think they do.
What do you mean?
Like, for instance, is like after Bruce comes out of the hypnotize, he goes chasing after Dracula, and he looks out, he doesn't see him, but he sees a bat. Now, that's stupid.
I didn't even notice that. I probably looked at my phone at that point.
He looked out, and Dracula's getting away as a bat. That's stupid.
See, why is that dumb? Again, this is all tropes. I think all the tropes in this are like, whatever, they're dumb. I don't like them. But I get why they're here, because it's a kids movie, so I get it.
But the name backwards thing, it's stupid. But I don't think overall it's a stupid idea is what I'm getting at.
I think it's a stupid idea.
Yeah, and I think you're wrong on that.
I get that. Like, the only defense is the egotistical thing, but even then it's still stupid. It's just a stupid thing to do, I think.
All right, and now we get to the point that I literally rolled my eyes when I saw this. Bruce grabs lipstick and a plate and writes Alucard.
Oh, wait, hold on. The butler, Alfred, was being a douchebag, too.
I just skipped that part.
Okay.
Because it's not relevant to anything.
I mean, it leads to the point where you're going to get into, but yeah. And Alfred always a douchebag? Like, has he ever been like, he seems like an asshole in this movie.
I didn't get that he was an asshole. I just think he wanted them to do their jobs. They hired him for a job, and like they're all lazing about, all those waiters. Every time we've seen those waiters, they're not doing their job. Guy sitting down, one guy's just lounging.
Well, he's usually charming. He'll win him over by charm. He's just being, I don't know.
Yeah, but he's their boss.
What?
He's their boss.
Yeah, but still be a charming boss.
Not if they're being stupid.
Fair.
Sometimes you gotta yell at people.
That's true.
Anyway, so he writes Alucard on a plate and puts it in a mirror, and it is, Alucard is Dracula backwards. And that was stupid. That was lame.
I hated it.
Yeah, like, I think it could have done this better if, like, he says, hello, my name's Alucard, and Bruce on his head's like, that's Dracula backwards.
Yeah.
I think that would have worked way better.
It's just instead being dramatic.
You know what I think the problem is? I think they needed to go a little subtler with the tropes.
Yes. I think either go subtle, more subtle with it, or just go over the top, completely over the top with it. Like, I think they're trying to adapt a stage play for Batman. and it didn't just gel well enough. Again, not saying it's a bad, it just isn't a bad movie.
I think the tropes are a little too over the top. I think that's my problem with it. Like that in your face, Alucard's backward, Dracula backwards in your face kind of move is it?
Whereas when I say over the top, I mean, I guess, comedic over the top. Like, this is a comedy, they're playing it straight, so that's why it's not...
Right, okay, yeah. If it was played for laughs, that would have definitely made that better. Yeah. But if I think they went subtler and made Bruce, like, figure it out within himself without having to show it to us...
Yes.
I think it would have worked way better.
Yes.
So, yeah, so Dracula's Alucard backwards. Gotcha. So... At that, you know what? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Vicky, after the date, Vicky Vale's back in her apartment, and she gets a phone call. And apparently this guy, they have a witness to what's been happening to these missing people, and this guy saw a giant bat. So everybody thinks that Batman has been taking the missing people.
Which is a fair point, I guess.
I mean, yeah, if you got a giant bat person running around the city.
Like, who else can you blame for that?
Then we get another stupid thing. Dracula's watching the news and sees Vicky Vale, and he says, her name's a mystery, it's a Vale. So, like I said, some of it's lame. So Batman's looking around, and then the SWAT team shows up and starts shooting at him.
Because, of course. I guess he must be still new of a hero, I guess.
What?
Maybe not. He's got to be established in this universe, right?
Well, he's established as a vigilante.
Yeah, still a bad guy. You're right.
So, of course, the cops would still go after him. They're just going heavier after him because now people are disappearing off the
street. Yeah.
He's not just beating up crazy people.
How's he a good guy again?
He does save people.
Yeah.
So the SWAT team is tasing. They're tasing. Yeah, they're tasing. They're chasing Batman. And as they're chasing him, Dracula, for some reason, is picking them off one by one until they're all gone. I'm not sure why. I guess he just wanted to turn them into vampires.
A little of that, a little he wants to be with Batman by himself, most likely.
But it felt like it more, they just want to show that Dracula is Batman. Because I got a lot, Dracula is more Batman than Batman can be Batman.
Yeah, that's it.
You know?
Again, the ego shit.
And then Dracula fights Batman. And Batman gets his ass kicked by Dracula.
Understandably, Dracula.
He's only saved because the sun rises and chases him off. And then, so he goes home, Bruce is all beat up and, you know, goes to Alfred, as he does. And then we get, Bruce is having a nightmare.
Of course.
And it's more of, like, his parents dying, and it's, you know, of course it's mixed in there with like vampires and stuff like that. But, man, we do not need the origin again.
They had to sneak it in there somehow, TJ.
It's like every single time.
I don't know why studios do that. Like, everyone knows that Batman's parents died miserably. We all know this.
Yeah.
We don't need a reference. We don't need to see it.
Don't get me wrong. The imagery is not bad. It's ominous and vampiric and stuff like that. But it didn't even fit. Like, they showed the parents dying, and then he's looking out the window. I guess it's, you know... The bat flies into the office and he becomes Batman, and then he looks out the window and he sees himself as a vampire. I guess, but I don't know. I just think it was unneeded. They could have that dream with him just thinking he's a vampire.
Anything, yeah.
And it'll work better. I'm just so tired of the origin over and over again.
But again, it's a kid's show. New viewers. They gotta know it somehow, I guess. I don't know.
So Penguin's been Joker's servant, so he's going out to make sure the sun's down and stuff.
Joker's
servant. I'm sorry, Dracula's servant. I said Joker because the Joker shows up at the graveyard. He's not dead.
What? How'd that happen?
And he's like, what are you hiding down there, Penguin? So he goes down there, and he finds Dracula's coffin, and then Dracula eats the Joker.
Joker didn't stand a chance.
Joker died twice.
There's a Joker death count. That's funny.
So, Joker is a vampire now, and that's a bad combination.
I love that combination.
That is a terrifying combination, honestly.
Exactly. It's beautiful.
But so what does Joker do when he becomes a vampire? Does he go and slaughter people? No, of course not. He goes to a blood bank. Why wouldn't he?
It's the smartest thing to do, actually, as a vampire.
So he goes to the blood bank and he starts drinking blood. And then Batman shows up and they get in a fight. And then the blood gets knocked over. And then Joker is just standing under a rain of blood and is covered in blood. It's so the good. Best scene in the movie.
I mean, first of all, the blood link is stylized as hell. It's all green and black. It's very sickly feeling, ominous.
And Joker's just bathing in it.
I wish they could just make the Joker a vampire forever. That's a great thing. And he's the only one that talks, too, besides Dracula. He's the other vampire, vampire that talks.
I guess he's either because he's the only one with a strong enough will, or it's just crazy. He's so insane that his brain works differently.
It's so good.
But yeah. But of course, Batman stops him, captures him. And then we get kind of a montage of Batman figuring out a cure for vampirism.
I wonder how long this takes him.
It looks like it's over the course of days.
Exactly. So, like, some people are going, oh, no, he's doing a good job of it. I can't find a cure for anything. So, he's like, it's like people are dying after this.
I mean, he's got to do it. Yeah. What else is he going to do? Go get his ass kicked for the seventh time? But, so, he's trying to figure out a cure. Meanwhile, Vicky Vale shows up for their date, and he ignores her. And meanwhile, the vampires are recruiting all one. We even get a kid vampire.
Yeah. Pretty dark.
It was a little girl, too, so I wonder if that was, like, an interview with a vampire callback.
Probably.
So, yeah, eventually he finds the cure, but Vicky Vale was taken by Alucard back to his name.
Of course.
So, but he doesn't want Vicky Vale as a bride. You would think that's what this was, but it's not what he wants it. He wants to suck her soul out to revive his dead girlfriend or wife. Carmine, which is another big vampire, which is actually the wife vampire was Carmen, right?
Yeah.
I find it odd that they used that one. I guess it's because it was the more famous vampire.
Probably.
Female vampire. But usually the Carmen vampire is associated with lesbianism.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So I just found it odd that they used that one. But whatever. He's sucking Vicky Vale's soul out so he can revive his vampire girlfriend Carmen, who was turned to ash, and that's the only way to bring a vampire back is to have them eat of their life, someone's life essence, essentially.
Which is pretty badass. I don't know if that's actually a thing in vampire lore or not, but to bring someone back from ashes, you can't beat something like that then.
I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I guess, but I guess you need someone super powerful enough to do it.
If you have that, I don't know, that's just insane. Like, I'm not knocking it. Like, that's really cool to me, but damn.
Yeah, I mean, if she didn't have Dracula to do it for her, I don't think anyone's going to be able to do it. Because Dracula literally sucks the soul out of this woman. Can anyone else do that?
Not to my knowledge. I don't know how many vampires are in this world, so I can't tell you.
So, I don't know. I think it's very limited.
Yes.
But the fact that it's possible is interesting.
I like it. I like it a lot.
So, he's sucking us all out of here, and Batman cures Joker, because he captured the Joker, and he's the one he's been experimenting on the cure with, and the Joker is cured, and he doesn't remember anything about being a vampire.
Yeah, so what goes with the cure is forgetfulness, or amnesia, whatever you want to call it.
Amnesia, because, you know, we can't have the world thinking they're vampires in this world. We still have a TV show to make. So he has a cure, so he goes after Dracula. But he finds out that Vicky Vale is captured by her, so instead of waiting in the sunlight, he goes to save her. Which I actually like that, instead of him being stupid and just going for no reason in the middle of the night.
Yeah, exactly.
There was actually an urgency for him to get there and have to do it now. But, so he goes there, and he starts fighting off hordes of vampires, and he's curing them by stabbing them in the face with a needle. He does it an awful lot. He stabs a lot of people in the face.
He does. He really does.
But he shows up and he's going to shoot Dracula with a cure, because I guess he can cure Dracula with the cure. Or at least he thinks he can. He goes to shoot him, but Dracula uses his hypnosis on him and stops him from doing it. So he throws his... Oh, he also earlier... Alfred coated all of his stuff in garlic, because garlic stops vampires, because that's a trope too.
Although they don't use any, like, crosses or religious shit like that.
No, but they do mention that he doesn't go... He uses the catacombs to get around the Crossfield graveyard.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, Batman shows up. Batman's hypnotized, and he throws his garlic bomb and stops the blood wedding of the resurrection of Carmen. and this pisses off Dracula, so they get into another fight. Meanwhile, Vicky Vale escapes, but she's chased by the Penguin, who is still under Dracula's control. And after kicking the Penguin in the balls, she runs away. That's what happened.
I know.
And so Batman's fighting Dracula, and he's leading them in through the catacombs until they get to the Batcave, because, of course, the catacombs lead to the Batcave. So they get to the Batcave, and then Alfred shoots Dracula to cure, but it does nothing because he's Dracula. Meanwhile, Penguin gets a hold of Vicky Vale in a different mausoleum, and they discover the missing money from earlier, the whole thing that started this whole thing.
So the guy wasn't lying in the beginning. That's awesome.
And so, back in the Batcave, Batman uses his sun generator, I guess. That's what it is. And uses it on Dracula and kills Dracula, turning him into dust.
The skull still remains for future revisitings. Ooh.
Just in case, yeah.
Yes.
Just in case we need this for later.
That's exactly what it is.
And so, everyone's cured, and some of the people that were cured were the SWAT team. So they show up, and they find the Penguin harassing Vicky Vale, and they blame this everything that's happened on the Penguin. They blamed all the missing people on the Penguin because he was holding them hostage to help him find a missing mob treasure.
And no one's gonna believe it's vampires.
And Penguin's saying it, but it was vampires. And no one's like, okay, Penguin, back to your padded self with you.
I like that.
And then they were like, Vicky Vale, is there vampires in here? And she said, nope, just bats. And then it ends with Batman looking over Gotham City.
Ooh.
The end, like every other Batman movie.
Yeah, that's Batman versus the Dracula. Or the Batman.
I liked it.
I tolerated it.
I thought it was good. I think you were just too hard on it. I think you need to go back and rewatch it, knowing what it is.
No. Listen, I'm not gonna deny that's a good movie, like for children, and it was executed really well. There are things in it that I definitely enjoyed, but overall, it's just too tropey for me to care for. It didn't add anything new besides the whole, which I did really enjoy, the vampire sucking life force and bringing back ashes. That's crazy cool. I like that, but like everything else is like, whatever.
No, like I said, there's a lot of interesting things in it, like the Joker becoming a vampire and bathing in blood, and
it's cool. It's cool.
There's a lot of interesting things in it.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I don't have an urge to go watch this TV show.
No. Yeah, that's another thing. For it being based on a TV show, it was like, I don't want to see it. I don't care enough about this.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make me excited. I don't need to see more in this universe.
Yeah.
It's a bad thing as far as that, but, it's satisfying enough of a movie on its own, you know?
It is. It really is. Like, I don't hate this. Just didn't care for it. That's all.
So what are you giving it then?
Like, with all that said, I'll give it a 5 out of 10.
I think I'm at a 6.
Yeah. So, like, see, we're both on the same page for the most part. Like, I'm not going to give anything lower than that. I know it's not bad. Not for me.
You just seemed way more down on it.
No. You would know if I really hate something, I'm going to drag it in a mud the whole time. Which I kind of did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
But I will hate something, but I'm not blind to it, like the realness of it, I guess. Like, I know it's not a bad movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, I guess I'm done talking to these idiots.
Yeah. Well, I got to find a button to turn us off.